Okay, so I've taken a totally different look at this, and I've tried to take this back and relate it to the theme of this meeting, which is social justice. So the question I want to talk to for a few minutes, how does social justice apply to Medicaid? To get into that, we have to then look at the issue, what are some of the underlying values that relate to social justice and that also relate to health? And I start here with a value that Franklin Roosevelt put out on the table in January of 1944. Good health is a basic human right. So if you start with that basic idea, good health is a basic human right, then you can walk down through some other values. You take the second value, all people are valued equally. You take both of those, you then can come to the conclusion that social justice would demand equity among people in order to fulfill good health as a basic human right. So that's the underlying logic. And again, I don't have a lot of time to go into that today, but I've done writing on that and be glad to share that with you. So the implication of those values is social justice demands that we undertake national health reform. So it isn't only, is this a good thing to do financially? Social justice demands that we do it and is a very good argument to use. So the question is, does the current Medicaid program reflect social justice? And I want to just pick out some examples. So the current Medicaid program really is very categorical. It has sets of people in it. It has people who are supplemental security income recipients. It has TANF mothers, temporary assistant to needy family mothers. And each of these cases is based upon a set of criteria, and the criteria are not the same. The criteria for the SSI participants are not the same as the criteria for the TANF mothers and so on. Issue, people of poverty can fall around or between categories. So as soon as you set up these different stovepipes, you can either be near a stovepipe but not in it, or you can fall between several stovepipes as well. Some categories are excluded. For example, been a long discussion for years about TANF fathers. So what has been the effect in Medicaid of insuring mothers and children but not insuring fathers, and what is the consequence of that on family structure and so on? And another issue here, current Medicaid, great variability from state to state in what's covered, what the benefits are, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The same person with the same condition would not receive the same benefit across states. So if you then, that's current situation, more or less. So the current Medicaid program does not fully reflect social justice. We agree with this. So, okay, now the Accountable Care Act, which was just described to you very briefly here. So in the Accountable Care Act, categorical selection will become universal. So in effect, everybody below 133% of poverty would be covered. Some of those people, as I believe were pointed out in the previous demonstration, already should be covered but are not for a number of reasons. Other people simply aren't covered because of all this variability where you range from, I guess, states like Virginia that currently fund up to only 85% of poverty versus other states that fund up to 150, and California just received a new waiver to fund up to 200% of poverty. Selection criteria will be same across the state, so you don't have specific selection criteria other than income, which is comparable across the enrollees. An essential benefit will be defined for all enrollees, and I note today that there's a request from the Institute of Medicine for input on help in defining some of the parameters of the essential benefits. So I would encourage you to weigh in on that. Total costs will be paid by the federal government between, to 2018, you said 2017, and then reduced to 90% thereafter. So there's a huge influx of federal money to move this agenda. Things that the Accountable Care Act will not change. We're still going to have strata within Medicaid. So when you talk about the Accountable Care Act, we are really only talking about the newly insured, the 32 million people, which the Congressional Budget Office estimates half will enroll through Medicaid and the other half through the health insurance exchanges, doesn't touch the SSI population. It really doesn't touch the TANF mothers per se. So in effect, what you're doing is creating a new strata in Medicaid. Differences among states that fund Medicaid above 133% of poverty. So those differences will still persist. The California example here. The latter differences will be ameliorated somewhat by the state health insurance exchanges, which will subsidize people up to 400% of poverty. And there still will remain categorical illness differences in Medicaid coverage among states. So what we're doing is, I would say, good, but doesn't totally take us where we want to go. So the conclusion I would draw here, Medicaid reform as a result of the Accountable Care Act will move the Medicaid program in the direction of equity and social justice, but the move will be only partial. So by doing this, we have not taken the penultimate step in health reform. We have more to do here, basically. Okay, I'm going to stop there. Thank you.